The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Monday, 12th day of August 2019. And sitting down there in God's waiting room is Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Big storm moving in.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much norm for
yeah.
this evening.
It happens every day in Florida. If it doesn't rain every day in Florida, it's a drought.
That's true.
What's the temperature down there?
We may have hit 92 today.
Oh, wow. Wait till the rain comes, and then it's going to be about 90 degrees and about 100% humidity.
That's true.
It's only 106 here today, but it's a dry heat. It's only 36% humidity.
John, have you ever tried to cook an egg on the sidewalk?
No.
You should try that sometime down there. Tell me if that's really happens. That's a possibility or not. Just curious.
Well,
send Mike out in the parking lot to do it.
Well, what do we start with today? Well, Kellyanne Conway. Trump did something very interesting over the weekend. He tweeted out about the Clinton crime family, the Clinton body count. Kellyanne Conway. She appeared on Fox News Sunday with guest host Bill Hemmer, asked Conway directly about Trump's Saturday evening retweet that included the hashtags, hashtag Clinton body count and hashtag Clinton crime family. And this is the clip. Mike, open up my pot there.
Here, I have a number of issues to get through. First on Epstein. Can you assure the accusers that their claims will still be pursued?
What I can assure them is that the Attorney General took action immediately when he learned of the death of Jeffrey Epstein, and there is an active investigation. I can't really comment on that any further. And I think that those victims should have justice, and they've been looking for justice for many, many years. And I really can't comment beyond that. I think that this was the ultimate macabre final episode to a man who clearly was an evil monster doing terrible things to young girls.
Why did the president then retweet that Clinton suggestion?
I think the president just wants everything to be investigated, as your reporter just revealed just the day before. There was some unsealed information implicating some people very high up. And I'm not going to repeat their names. You already did that. I'm not saying anything beyond that, and I won't. But I will say, Bill, that there's always this rush to need transparency. We need accountability when it involves fictional accusations like collusion with Russia to swing an election. This seems to be very concrete in that Jeffrey Epstein has done some very bad things over a number of years. And so let's continue to investigate that. I don't think that somebody's crimes and the accountability for that necessarily perishes with them. We know that the law can allow for many different investigations. Maybe there are co-conspirators, maybe there are not. But again, it's an active investigation. I think everybody should be at least relieved when an attorney general takes the action swiftly, as Attorney General Barr did yesterday.
Okay, and, let's see where that goes.
He's disturbed by the death, and let's see where it goes. It's really new. This all happened within the last 24 to 28 hours.
Understood. And we should go slow with this. Just back on the retweet quickly. It's clear what he was trying to say, wasn't it?
I think the president just wants everything to be investigated. And, you know, trying to connect the president to this monster from years ago where they're seen dancing in a video versus other people who were actively, I suppose, flying around with this monster on his island, which was known as Pedophilia Island. Perhaps there's a public interest in knowing more about that. But again, this is all speculative, and it's not for me to go further than where the DOJ and FBI are right now. But you do hear different people asking questions, and they want...
Oh, okay, enough of that. Well, Steve, I mean, they've got it covered. They've got the DOJ and the FBI investigating.
Yeah, rogue. Yeah. You do know there's an association with Bob Barr's father and Jeffrey Epstein. You knew that, right?
Yeah. And what I really think this is, what Epstein was, and nobody, I have not heard anybody assign the guilty party to an action. You know, it's rather interesting. It's all about Jeffrey Epstein. And, well, you heard Kellyanne Conway. Very bad guy in the set. Well, what about the other... what about the other people that were down on Pedophile Island? What about all the other politicians? Bill Richardson was mentioned. I can't wait for them to try to dust this joker off and put him back on TV. That's going to be tough to do. But the more I look at this, Epstein was connected with the Mossad. And what is the favorite tactic of getting politicians to do? If you can't stuff enough money in their pockets, then you have a little recording of them doing something that maybe the current wife, if she saw it, be an ex-wife, compromising situations. You know what I'm trying to say here.
Well, blackmail.
Bingo. So what's the best way to keep people in line? Somebody like Jeffrey Epstein, getting people in compromising positions, phone numbers, videos, recordings. You know, this deal... Well, before we get into Mr. Epstein, I wanted to jump here because of the hashtag Clinton body count. You know, if we really had an FBI, we really had a Department of Justice, whether... say 99% of the accusations against the Clintons and the Clinton body count, do you know it only takes one murder to bring you to trial and put you in jail? It only takes one. So I'm going to give Billy Clinton and dear Hillary the benefit of the doubt. 99% of that stuff out there is just all just BS because people really hated the Clintons because they were so good at I haven't figured out what they were good at. Because this is all being kept under wraps. The FBI is helping Clintons destroy emails, trying to jam the president up for damn near 3 years on this collusion stuff. And we've dutifully followed the rat bait trail out here and followed it to its conclusion. Thank you very much. It doesn't lead anywhere except back to the federal government where we have the compromised ones running the show. So I think Epstein... I think part of his deal was, he got a lot of favors for providing special services. And, you know, he was just a good old boy that could just move around in different circles, Steve, at will. And everybody was just happy to see him. And he threw great parties. And, yeah. Well, I
picked up one of your favorite movies this weekend. And American Made, and on the back of the movie here, I think this applies to what we're looking at here with the FBI. It definitely does the CIA, but on the back of the movie it said, American Made will remind you it's not a crime if you're doing it for the good guys.
Right.
So they're covering up their tracks here, and what's the best way, John, to end an investigation is to kill your key witness. Whether that's true, I gave three scenarios on Sunday. Either he really did commit suicide, and everything just kind of all fell in place that everybody forgot to do their job. It's pretty amazing that the guards didn't check on him, and there's no camera footage. The camera actually didn't work. numerous things that didn't normally would have probably worked, didn't work. So either that's the situation, he really did commit suicide, or they suicided him, or they staged it kind of like what they did with Kenneth Lay. I'm pretty sure Kenneth Lay is still alive. That do you remember the movie FX, John?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see the movie FX?
Yeah.
Good movie. And that's not beyond reason or thought that the FBI couldn't pull off a situation where they actually do this assassination or kill somebody to make it look like they really are dead. And, of course, they just get him out of the country. And the guy is worth billions of dollars. So I heard enough talk today this week to think that there's a possibility, and there's a strong possibility, that this guy bought his way out, and he's going to be relocated, and he's dead in our eyes, because that's why they showed the pictures of the guy in the gurney, to make sure that the story fits with the body. They always have to do that. And, of course, show you some grainy footage on top of that.
We'll get into the Epstein thing here in a second.
Okay.
I wanted to go in this direction.
Okay.
Complete list of the Clinton associates who allegedly died mysteriously of committing suicide just before testimony, including none other than Mr. Epstein. On Saturday, multimillionaire Jeff Epstein was the highest profile prisoner in U.S. custody, was found dead in his prison cell in Manhattan. By the way, there's a quote from another prisoner, says it's impossible to hang yourself in those cells. The ceilings are only 8 to 9 feet, and there's nothing to attach anything to bury your weight to kill yourself. So, just saying, there's somebody that's been in one of those cells. Now, this occurred the day after 2,000 previously sealed court documents involving Jeffrey Epstein child sex abuse case, they were released to the public. The documents described how Bill Clinton held a private party on Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island. Clinton made at least 27 trips to Epstein's little island on his plane. Most of those flights were with underage girls. I guess some people would really be upset if it was underage boys. Notice it's all girls here, Steve. I find that most fascinating.
Yeah. Did they ever give the ages? Did they give the ages, John, the girls?
They just say 14 and up. Yeah, well, right.
Okay.
Now, despite a previous attempt on his life just 3 weeks ago, the prison guard skipped a 30-minute required checks of Epstein's cell last night. Early this morning, they found him dead. Epstein is the latest in a long list of Clinton family associates and acquaintances who died mysteriously or committed suicide before their public testimony. In 2016, Las Vegas posted a list of Bill and Hillary Clinton's associates alleged to have died under mysterious circumstances. So, Steve, I don't feel so all alone. CBS in 2016 listed the associates that died under mysterious circumstance. So there's no conspiracy here. Well, no. Here's the list. James McDougal. That was Clinton's convicted Whitewater partner, died of an apparent heart attack while in solitary confinement. He was the key witness in Ken Starr's investigation, by the way. Mary Mahoney, she was a former White House intern, was murdered on July 1997 at Starbucks coffee shop in Georgetown. The murder happened just after she was to go public with her story of sexual harassment in the White House. Well, let's not forget Vince Foster, you know, the dead guy that kept moving his own body. Vince Foster, former White House counselor and colleague of Hillary Clinton at Little Rock's Rose Law Firm, died of a gunshot wound to the head. And that was ruled a suicide, and we all know that it wasn't. Ron Brown. Now, that was the one that was suggested that the CIA actually has weapons that can shoot ice bullets. And the beauty of that little thing is they can shoot you and kill you, and guess what happens to the evidence? It just disappears in bodily fluids. Ron Brown, Secretary of Commerce and former DNC chairman, reported to have died by impact in a plane crash. A pathologist close to the investigation reported that there was a hole in the top of Brown's skull resembling a gunshot wound. But you see, they found no pieces of lead, just a hole. And at the time of his death, Brown was being investigated. And he made the fatal mistake. Forgot he was dealing with the Clintons he started speaking publicly of his willingness to cut a deal with the prosecutors. The rest of the people on the plane also died. A few days later, the air traffic controller that was tracking that flight, well, he died as well. He committed suicide. Victor Razor, C. Victor Razor II. Razor, a major player in the Clinton fundraising organization, died in a private plane crash in 1992, July of 92. Paul Tully, Democrat National Committee political director, found dead in a hotel room in Little Rock in September of 1992, described by Bill Clinton as a dear and trusted advisor. Ed Wiley, Clinton fundraiser, found dead in November of 93, deep in the woods of VA, of a gunshot wound to the head, ruled a suicide. Ed Wiley died on the same day his wife Kathleen Wiley claimed Bill Clinton groped her in the Oval Office in the White House. Ed Wiley was involved in several Clinton fundraising events. And I guess he couldn't just stand the shame. He had to walk out in the woods in Virginia and put a bullet in the back of his head. Let me ask you something, Steve. When was the last time you heard somebody shooting themselves in the back of the head to commit suicide?
No, that's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, well, it's not impossible, but it's not the way that you want to do it, because you want to see where the gun is and where it's pointed. Yeah.
Yeah, normally it's put in the mouth.
Yeah, or the heart, or the temple.
Inside of the head.
Of the head. Jerry Parks, head of Clinton's gubernatorial security team in Little Rock, gunned down in his car at a deserted intersection outside of Little Rock Parks. Outside of Little Rock's Parks, son said his father was building a dossier on Clinton. He allegedly threatened to reveal this information. After he died, the files were mysteriously removed from his house. James Bunch died of a gunshot suicide. It was reported that he had a black book of people which contained names of influential people who visited prostitutes in Texas and Arkansas. James Wilson was found dead in May of 93 from an apparent hanging suicide. He was reported to have ties to Whitewater. Kathy Ferguson, ex-wife of Arkansas Trooper Danny Ferguson, was found dead in May of 1994 in her living room with a gunshot to her head. And of course, it was ruled a suicide, even though there were several packed suitcases, as if she was going somewhere. Danny Ferguson was a co-defendant along with Bill Clinton in the Paula Jones lawsuit. Kathy Ferguson was a possible cooperating witness for Paula Jones. Bill Shelton, Arkansas State Trooper and fiancé of Kathy Ferguson, critical of the suicide ruling of his fiancé. He was found dead in June of 1994 of a gunshot wound, also ruled a suicide at the gravesite of his fiancé. Gandy Baugh, attorney for the Clintons' friend Dan Lassiter, died by jumping out a window of a tall building. January 1994, his client was a convicted drug dealer. Florence Martin, accountant and subcontractor for the CIA, was related to Barry Seal. Mena, Arkansas airport drug smuggling case, he died of 3 gunshot wounds. Have you watched that movie yet, American Made?
I love it. I have it right here in front of me.
Okay, well, that's the light version, but you got the overall picture. They didn't fill in any detail. This was about Barry Seal and his wife and making all that money, and, well, we just don't go into any detail in that movie. After all, this was what? A Hollyweird production. Right. Suzanne Coleman reportedly had an affair with Clinton when he was an Arkansas attorney general, died of a gunshot wound to the back of the head. Here we go again, ruled a suicide. By the way, she was also pregnant at the time of her death. Paula Grober, Clinton's speech interpreter for the death from 1978 until her death in December 9th of 1992. She died in a one-car accident. Danny Cozzolaro, investigative reporter investigating Mena Airport and Arkansas Development Finance Authority, he slit his wrist apparently in the middle of his investigation. Folks, there's more to this list. The murderess and the murderer are still running free. Remember, it only takes one conviction of murder, of which there's what? No statute of limitations. Forget what she did as Secretary of State. Forget all the treason stuff. Let's nail her little butt, her and Billy, for murder. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Boy, what an obituary I got here, huh? Paul Wilcher, attorney investigating corruption at MENA Airport with Calicero, and the 1980 October Surprise, was found dead on a toilet on June 22, 1993, in his Washington, D.C. apartment, and had delivered a report to Janet Reno 3 weeks before his death. John Parnell Walker, Whitewater investigator for Resolution Trust Corp., jumped to his death from his Arlington, Virginia apartment balcony August 15, 1993. He was investigating the Morgan Guarantee scandal. Barbara Weiss, Commerce Department staffer, worked closely with Ron Brown and John Wang. Cause of death, unknown, died November 29, 1996. Her bruised, naked, and body was found locked in her office at the Department of Commerce. No video was available. See, notice, folks. No camera footage of anything, anytime, anywhere. All right. Charles Messinger, Assistant Secretary of Commerce, who gave John Wang special security clearance, died shortly thereafter in a small plane crash. Dr. Stanley Hurd, Chairman of the National Chiropractic Healthcare Advisory Committee, died with his attorney, Steve Dixon, in a small plane crash. Dr. Hurd, in addition to serving on Clinton's advisory council, personally treated Clinton's mother, stepfather, and brother. I wonder which the one that was, the real parents of Bill Clinton or the ones that he claimed that were. Barry Seal. There he is. Drug running, TWA pilot out of MENA, Arkansas. Death was no accident.
No.
Johnny Lawhorn Jr., mechanic, found a check made out to Bill Clinton in the trunk of a car left at his repair shop. Yeah, he was found dead after his car had hit a utility pole. Stanley Huggins investigated Madison Guarantee. His death was purported suicide, and his report was never released. Herschel Friday, attorney and Clinton fundraiser, died March 1st, 94, when his plane exploded. Kevin Ives and Don Henry, known as the Boys on the Track case. Reports say the boys may have stumbled upon the Mena, Arkansas airport drug operation. A controversial case, the initial report of death said due to falling asleep on the railroad tracks. Yes, folks. Yes, I sleep soundly. Don't you, Steve?
I mean, I love that sound of the train. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to work on the railroad, and I can tell you, laying on the tracks and sleeping through an oncoming train is nigh impossible unless you're already dead before you were placed on the tracks. Now, the rest of this says the initial report of death said due to falling asleep on the railroad tracks. Later reports claim the two boys had been slain before being placed on the tracks. Many linked to the case died before their testimony could come, even before a grand jury. Now, the following people had information on the Ives-Henry case. Keith Coney died when his motorcycle slammed into the back of a truck. That was July of 88. Keith McCaskey died stabbed 113 times in November of 1988. You get those wet team boys, I'm telling you. They have a hard time keeping real masochists and sadists out of there. Gregory Collins died of a gunshot wound January 1989. Jeff Rhodes, he was shot, mutilated, and found burned in a trash dumpster in April of 1989. James Milan found decapitated. However, the coroner ruled his death was due to natural causes. I guess he just lost his head. Richard Winters, a suspect in the Ives-Henry death, was linked in a setup robbery July of 1989. Now, the following Clinton bodyguards are also dead. You know, these are the people that are close all the time to the Clintons. You know, your security team never leaves you. Whether you're governor, whether you're president, these guys damn near live in your lap. Major William S. Barkley, Jr., he's dead. Captain Scott J. Reynolds, dead. Sergeant Brian Handley, dead. Sergeant Tim Sabal, dead. Major General William Robertson, dead. Colonel William Densberger, dead. Colonel Robert Kelly, the aforementioned, dead. Specialist Gary Rhodes, Steve Willis, Robert Williams, Conway LeBlue, and Todd McKeon. And, of course, let's bring this up to date. In the most recent, of course, Seth Rich, the D.C. staffer, murdered and robbed of absolutely nothing on July 10th. WikiLeaks found Assange claims he had info on the DNC email scandal. And, oh, by the way, not included on this list are the four people that died in Benghazi. Gee, Steve.
John, I was going to say that the cocktail parties for the Clintons are getting a little smaller. People are turning down those invitations to hang out with the Clintons, I would say.
You know, even though it'd be a full service and they're going to feed you with the hors d'oeuvres and everything, I would always treat a Clinton confab of any sort as a BYOB. I wouldn't use any of their glasses, and I shouldn't. Sure as hell wouldn't drink out of any of their bottles.
Well, you know, Chris Hinckley, I like to use his little line here, coincidences are possible but not likely. And we were talking about a lot of dead people. And that just can't be a coincidence. These people are dropping dead. But a question for you, John, is, you know, they've changed the definition for a mass shooting. It used to be greater than four or greater people dying is considered a mass shooting. Now they've decided to change it to three, I guess, because they can get three more often. But after this break.
Actually, you don't have the atomic clock hanging on the wall. You need to get one of those because we had another 50 seconds in there. But at any rate, we just filled it up. An off-air question of Epstein is dead. Why such a sloppy job of making it look like a suicide? Well, what else are you going to do? Bust in with a squad and kill him outright? Come on, man.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some kind of way out of here. Well, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Anybody that talks about these people, it just seems to be... which one was it? Was it McDougal or was it Vince Foster that many... Now, I know Foster was in the park, but I'm talking about who Chelsea's real daddy is.
Oh, yeah.
Webster Hubble.
Yeah. Hey, question for you real quick here. Getting back to the mass shootings, the new definition. How many murders do you have to commit to qualify as a serial killer, John?
I don't know. How many?
I don't either. I'm throwing it by you because you're a big movie buff. I figure you may know the answer. I would think the Clinton body count is high enough to be saying that's a serious serial killer qualifies. A lot of people. It's over 30 now, right?
What's the total? Mike, what did you say, Mike? Oh, 3 in a month? Okay. So 3 in over a month, you're considered to be a serial killer.
Okay.
does that qualify the Clintons?
Well, they spread theirs out, but they probably still deserve the title, no doubt.
You know, the thought that keeps haunting me is that it's apparent to me that a lot of people are worried about other people finding out about how corrupt Washington, D.C. really is. And that's what's at the heart of this. And I don't care if it's the Clinton Foundation. I don't care if it's the Clinton emails. I don't care if it was Seth Rich. I don't care if it was Julian Assange. I don't care. I've said this before, Steve, that I don't know if people are ready to handle the entire truth and the absolute depth and breadth of this corruption in Washington, D.C. I just don't know if they want to know.
Well, yeah, no, that's a good question, because I think the approval rating of Congress is right around 9%, 9 to 11%. It never budges much more than that. So I think the average Joe out there understands how corrupt Washington is. But here's the situation. It's kind of like somebody having a problem, medical health problem, and they really think it might be this, but they don't know for sure. So they don't want to go to the doctor to get the true diagnosis, because then they'll have to think about their options of what to do for treatment. So it's better to live in the dark and live in the illusion that I'm all right, I'm still healthy. And I think a lot of people are just, first of all, that's why they consume themselves with their sports and all kinds of different things, because the reality of it is they don't have an answer, a solution. They're not willing to step up to the plate to take on these people. And I talked about it on Sunday, is that, you know, the Democrats have a lot of moxie. Have a ton of moxie for their agendas. They push very hard. They even go to the point of using, physical abuse and violence against people to get their agendas going here. And we need to push back twice as hard as they're pushing towards us. But I don't know. Republicans and independents are so comfortable still. They haven't been pushed hard enough, and they're not responding like they should.
You know, I feel so much better, Steve. I mean, the Department of Justice. And as you described, I read that very same article about the Attorney General Barr and his connections, CIA. Uh-huh. You know, evidently there's not a lawyer in this country that you can walk into the White House without being part of an intelligence service or CIA or FBI or anything like that. They're all connected. They can all smell the stuff that they're standing in, but you know, it's just business as usual, and I, for one, I'm resting easy knowing that Mr. Barr and the FBI is going to be investigating the Epstein suicide.
Well, yeah, like the fox guarding the hen house, yeah.
You right. Just can't understand him because he's got that chicken in his mouth. You can't hear him.
Yeah. You know, it's, and also go back to that, let's say somebody like Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The guy, we have the video, it says, where he's talking about leaving the Naval Academy, which had high standards. And then he went to the CIA, where he learned how to lie, steal, and cheat. He left out murder. But he got a laugh from the audience, John. Mm-hmm. He got a laugh out of the audience on that. And the people thought that was funny.
Well, that's,
your Secretary
that's,
of State's telling see, you I'm a dishonest person.
See, that's open humor and an open podium. And why wouldn't they think it's funny? Because they all knew it to be the truth. You know, most people miss what humor is all about. It's got an element of truth at its core. That's why it's funny. Well, you know, the FBI has been on the job for a long time. And the FBI keeps boasting about all its domestic terrorist arrests. But they can't name a single one. Isn't that odd?
Yeah, pretty odd.
The FBI told Congress domestic terror investigations led to 90 recent arrests. It wouldn't show us the records of even one. And in late July, FBI Director Christopher Wray testified in the Senate Judiciary Committee that his bureau had made 100 domestic terrorist arrests. Later, the FBI spokesman reduced that claim to 90. But when the FBI, they just love to be accurate and correct. But when ProPublica called the FBI for a list of domestic terrorist addresses, the Phoebes couldn't name one single instance in which they made a domestic terrorist arrest. ProPublica, and I don't know anything about this Fritz Zimmerman, ProPublica's Fritz Zimmerman, he recounts the bizarre story of trying to get the FBI press officers to explain how it could be that the FBI was certain enough of its figure to provide it under oath to the Senate, but also so fuzzy on that they just can't list a single instance in which it happened. We tried again. This is the the email that was sent over, and this is a response. We tried again. Thanks for your reply. What I mean is you clarified the number, so despite DT subjects being charged under other federal, state, and local charges, as you wrote, the FBI obviously has information about all these cases. And this is what I've been originally asking for, so I would be glad if you could give me the following information about as many of the 90 arrests as possible. I guess this was Fritz Zimmerman's email to them. Where they were arrested, where, when, and what happens, what were the allegations? If you're unable to provide this information or a comprehensive list of press releases, I would like to know why. On the phone, she again cited the figures of 90 arrests, adding that these are people that the FBI arrested as a result of domestic terrorism investigation. But she also repeated that the Bureau couldn't give us any information, even press releases, about these arrests. And I'm quoting, in their arrests, they may not be characterized as domestic terrorists, depending on how those arrests were made in the locality and the state. So it's just not something the FBI is able to publicly provide. We're on a war on terror. We got the FBI making claims now that the right-wing extremists, they're extremely dangerous, and they should be treated as domestic terrorists. But what if I called the FBI and asked them about their watch list? Would they be able to provide that with me? They can't even give the list of the terror suspects that they arrested. Because anybody that does any investigations on that, like the 9/11, remember the hijackers, folks, on that one? Remember that? Oh, well, these guys, they couldn't land the plane. They might be able to take the single engine off and fly around a little bit, but they couldn't even land a single engine plane. But yet these are the very same pilots that did all these maneuvers that were just inches away from ripping the plane's wings off due to G-forces and stresses. And what about that pilot? I actually caught the Smithsonian Channel putting on a feature. They do air crashes, and they put this feature on about, well, this plane that hit the Pentagon. Well, lo and behold, it was a commercial jet that hit. And they described it, and pilots that had many, 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 many hours at the stick of these heavy jets said it's impossible flying at breakneck speed, hitting that Pentagon, flying the plane just feet off of the ground. The ground effect alone would have stopped these guys from hitting the Pentagon. And it just so happened to hit a portion of the Pentagon that was, of course, being vacated for renovations. So I guess they were mindful enough not to kill too many people. But remember the video that they supplied to us?
Yeah.
There's a couple of frames missing out of that surveillance tape. Just a few. We see what might be the tail of a plane, but we never actually see the plane. And we also know that it was not a 90-foot hole, or as they claimed, that was initially put in the Pentagon. It was about 11, 12 feet wide, just about the size maybe a cruise missile would put in there. I'm just speculating here, but yeah. We're just missing the videotape.
I still wonder where that. I've always wondered, John, where's that landing gear? I've seen enough plane crashes scattered around the country.
I got an answer even before you get the question out.
Okay.
It hit the Pentagon at such a high speed, it disintegrated.
Yeah. disintegrated.
Well, that's and another first one. What shocked me, somebody got to Ben Parton, because Ben Parton forensically broke down the Oklahoma City bombing and pretty much proved forensically, and he was a demolitions expert. This guy knew what he was talking about. When he was approached about the plane that hit the Pentagon, he said, it was a commercial jet that hit the Pentagon, and it hit with so much force that it just literally vaporized. They got to him. They told this dear old man that, look, you enjoying your retirement? You enjoying your grandkids? You want to stick around long enough maybe to see a couple of your grandkids whacked maybe? Ben Parton fell in line really quickly. I always found that to be mighty suspicious. Forensically takes...
That was like the first things in history, John. A building that wasn't hit by a plane that has an office fire comes straight down World Trade Center number 7. How that's possible. It's the first time ever. It's the first time it's ever happened that an office fire can do that. But there you go. First time for everything.
Well, and this is, and the architects and engineers have never let this one alone. And, you know, that's sitting on the back burner, boiling away. You know,
they admitted that from the whole 9/11 commission investigation. Building 7 was left out completely for a reason because they first of all, it's not a possibility. So why go into an area where we have to figure out, make some lies up, and try to find some pseudoscience to back up a theory that a fire in a building could bring the building down in a free fall? It's not possible, so let's just admit it from the report.
Now, Steve, now you're not getting with a program here. Now, they created their initial shock and awe, and the entire country, and Fox News, by the way, looped the Twin Towers getting hit almost on a 24-hour news cycle. They just kept playing it over and over and over and over and over again. And there were a lot of questions about this, specifically about those supposed pilots and the planes that were brought down and their magnificent flying skills that people with 10, 20, 30,000 hours couldn't duplicate. And let's not forget the episode of X-Files that actually... there was a plane that was remotely piloted that flew into the World Trade Center.
John, what are the two most guarded buildings in the United States with cameras?
Pentagon
to keep an eye on.
Pentagon is one, and I don't know what the other one is. I'm going to.
It would be Washington, White House. So they offer you grainy footage. We live in a high-tech era. And they offer you grainy footage of this blur, this little flash, going into the Pentagon. And we know a lot of the video footage was removed from other areas that actually had a good viewpoint of the Pentagon. So they offer me grainy footage, and I'm supposed to buy grainy footage, and the hole doesn't meet the wingspan of the aircraft. So I guess they tell us that the wings just folded back like a duck going in the water, you know. And just things don't match. They don't make sense. And if they don't make sense, well, I can't believe them. I can't believe them.
Well, I mean, you don't believe that the Justice Department and the FBI are going to get to the bottom of this Jeffrey Epstein thing?
No, I think that reason they've taken him out, whether it really was dead or not, was to silence. I'd like to see the 2,000-page memo. Let's see what the names are. Now, they're going to offer a few up just to sacrifice. But the remaining ones, the big wigs, and I think we saw also Prince Andrew was on there, British royalty. There's a lot of big people. There's a lot of prominent people. There's a lot of people in Washington, and they don't want that to be known because, you know, like I said, the confidence right now of Congress is, what, 9%? Could you imagine if we all found out these guys were pedophiles, taking advantage of little children? My gosh, we could just collapse the government right now.
Did Jeffrey Epstein have an unusually large head? Because I'm looking at this picture that was originally shown in the New York Post, mm-hmm. where he's on a gurney in his hospital. And the guy's head, I mean, he is in the background, and there are three New York Fire Department, I'm going to assume, one is a it looks like they're all paramedics. And they're standing to the side of this, and through the shoulders of these paramedics, you can see Jeffrey Epstein laying on this gurney, and his head is bigger than the people that are in the foreground of this picture. You know, I know Jeffrey Epstein had a big head, but I don't think that was referred to as the size or the diameter of his head. And they were referring to his ego.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know, John, what if it's possible the FBI went to some of those homeless camps in L.A. to find the perfect Jeff Epstein with a little picture of them walking around and trying to find this guy that looks just like him and nab him and do a little double? It's possible. FBI, it's possible.
I am... Well, I mean, like we said, the FBI is launching an investigation. And we know with Mr. Wray as head of the FBI, it's now clean again. And he's never going to have to lie.
No.
No. Well, the FBI is launching an investigation after billionaire pedophile Jeff Epstein committed suicide by hanging himself in prison a day after the lawsuit by his ex-sex slave was unsealed and named a host of powerful friends, including Prince Andrew. Whoops. Whoops.
Right. Right.
Now, this is from the Daily Mail. And we'll save that after the break. We'll also take your phone calls today, folks. Don't you all just have just absolute faith in the government's going to get to the bottom of this? All I'm hearing is crickets. Nobody believes that?
No.
Well, you're just simply un-American and conspiracy theorist all.
Yeah, tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat. Sitting on the edge of that conspiracy branch. In the conspiracy tree.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Steve, how's come nobody's gone after Bill Richardson to ask the ex-governor of, what the hell was he governor of? Was it Arizona, New Mexico? Arizona?
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
It's New Mexico, right?
Why hasn't anybody stuck a microphone in this guy's face and ask him why he was on the list?
I think he's going to be tight-lipped for a while. I think he's got something to hide. He's going to keep his mouth shut. He's probably his attorney said, keep your mouth shut.
Do you know how dangerous a game this is, Steve? Somebody, somewhere, is going to start squealing. Now, the guy that asked me the question, why were they so sloppy, that's a message. We'll never find out the absolute truth about Jeffrey Epstein's death. Why? Because the assassins don't have, they just don't have the desire to make it known. And how long do you think the assassins would last? And just to make sure, you know, the assassination game, that's a dirty business. I'm not just talking about killing somebody. It's the fact you have to look over your shoulder because you're the connection to the direct murder. So if you shoot the shooter, then you break the chain.
Well, didn't that happen with the killing of this person they thought was Osama bin Laden when they dumped him in the ocean? A lot of those SEAL team guys died, too, in helicopter crashes and stuff.
You know, I don't know who's cooking these stories up, but they ought to fire them if they're with the CIA.
No.
Plausibility has been questioned for a long time. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, gentlemen. Good to hear your voices. I don't get to hear you too often, but I'm calling about Building 6 that exploded when the South Tower was hit. And Building 6 came down. It was the home of the U.S. Customs and housed several federal departments and agency. One agency was the Export-Import Bank of the United States. The article I sent to you was crucial because there may have been records that would have exposed who provided the investment capital for the attacks of the United States and who would have benefited financially from the attacks.
Well, John, what I said the other day, I hadn't even considered or never really thought about it. You know, we were digging through the rubble and we're finding the inconsistencies in the stories. But where are the security cameras?
That's right.
Building 7 didn't have any security cameras in it? There were no businesses around the Twin Towers or Building 7 that had surveillance video that would have shown the people walking in and out of that place? I'm just amazed. This is why I'm saying anytime the FBI is involved in any investigation whatsoever, what you're always missing is the photographic proof.
Right.
Well, let me be real quick. I heard Robert David Steele. Have you ever interviewed Robert David Steele?
That man will not come on my program. My audience is too small. And I emailed him back. I told him, I said, do you know the difference between a diamond and a zircon? He didn't have very nice things to say about me, and I wouldn't interview this guy if somebody paid me to interview him.
I remember him.
Well, he's the one that I first heard information that the building was condemned in 1989 because it was falling apart on the outside. And Mayor, what's his name, the lawyer who for Trump, he was Mayor Giuliani, wouldn't allow him to bring it down.
I wouldn't believe anything. I wouldn't believe anything this jackass has to say. He's tied up with, I'll think of the name. What, Mike? Can't hear you. No, not Hal Turner. No, the other idiot with the ego large. I'll think of it. At any rate, they're best buds and pals. And I wouldn't trust anything because one has come out and publicly stated more than half of what I put on my website is disinformation, admittedly.
Well, Building 6 did come down. So.
Yeah. All right, John, thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.